Impregnation Imitation Ritual, Swallow the Scepter America. By N Politicians, April 28, 2026 blog, Eye of Sauron, Graft, Politics, Pulpify, Scum of the Earth, Skulking in the Shadows, Slop Trough, Throne Trolls, Writing. Forward. 1, 2, 3, blast off? Jolly good fun. Extra, extra, read all about it. King Charles III visits the 49th county of England, USA. USA. USA typical ring kissers. In turn foreshadowing a royal bloodbath. A royal bloodbath, that could mean only one of a few things. Time to belt out a bile tune from the old Liberace. Duodenum, duodenum of the gall. Who has the fairest baby blood salivary sanguinary factors of them all? Hemophilia to be discreet, gin and infant plasma treat, a company transfusion the king must eat. Shaken then stirred baby blood cocktails, so goes King Turd. Make it a triple, servant lass, round three knockout. Another plebeian soul to pass. Maybe it's all that concentration cattle USDA Yankee growth hormone that makes that American baby blood so irresistible to a prim and proper and bland and limp-wrist and sausage-fingered tootophile the likes of mummy-loving King Charles III? Or is it the aura of time and space geographical location definitive galaxy positioned whereaboutness of such sanguine sweetness? Sounds like multi-factor authenticity. Milk the blood, milk the blood. Badness knows. Not even during the Concord rapid transatlantic milk blood runs of your wood that Yankee baby blood have the same euphoric concoctive transformative universal potent potential Germanic ecstatic hemophiliac nullification properties of numerous manor higher piled demigod adrenalized meshing. Nope, straight from the vein is where it's at. Hit that Yankee home run from the visiting platelet. Perhaps such is why Prince Charles had 19 stateside visits during his perverted tenure as royal aristocratic pukestain? And or maybe old King Howard Johnson fingers came to pass this era's royal scepter fellator, Donald McCracker, Trump an official message on the war front of what will come to be known as World War III. Now that the Teutonic throne sorcerers have divined the official and millennia-old defiled child knucklebone astragalus way of the world? Those fucking Teutonic throne sorcerers, the closer to the throne that one gets, the stronger their faggot sorcery powers seem to be. Maybe it is the Holy Grail, or perhaps only just mummified pharaoh penis, that they rub upon each other's lips in ritualistic earthly destruction and populist brainwashing technique. Either way, Teutonic throne sorcery be damned. Franklin Roosevelt, he was the royal scepter fellator back in old 1939, when King George VI came to visit in June of 1939, about 3 months before World War II officially started. After those Teutonic throne sorcerers laid a spell on Joseph Stalin, and got those compartmentalized commie misery producers to invade Poland with corporate America-backed Adolf Hitler and company on September 1, 1939. Oh, those compartmentalized commie misery producers. Little did they know, the Nazis and their numerable Reich trickery were the incubated and hatched beast supposedly destined to wipe Soviet being out of being and recapture fat Mother Russia for her resources, and, in order to plan another inbred Teutonic royal. On the Russian throne in order to germinate and exterminate payback for the Soviet Romanoffing of the inbred Romanoffs, and after such doing, inbreed themselves further into the off. Color history books of palatial rapture squalor. So what does King Charles' itinerary have in store besides the obvious mainlining and gin saturation of newborn baby blood consumptive measures on U.S. soiled? Well, is yours royal, Ripper truly ever glad that you unsophisticatedly pretended to ask? But first, what about old Queen Dogface Camilla and Melania, bigger pecker than Donald, Trump going to do other than pretend to save humanity in their novel slime light? Pass some feminine gas at $8 a jargon seems about right to prove of anything left. Maybe old King Howard Johnson Fingers is also trying to arrange a marriage between barren, poor son of a bitch Trump and a fair inbred aristocratic, wench of old world power games, in order to fully and officially consolidate the last remnants of American brain cells into the beast's belly, duodenum down, down and away. To anybody? Geez, one could only imagine what a Trumpian tea time looks like. Yours imagination station truly could picture it now. Every single brand of Americanized and bastardized iced tea would be laid out for Chuck and Camilla to choose from. Sugar water with synthesized tea flavoring and endless tablespoon lurking sugar dishes to be able to sweeten to taste. All the while Donald Sucraloser Trump is shotgunning Coke Zeros with an endless array of Oreo cookied saucers for full USA. USA. USA moral. Shock and awe effect. Oh right, that royal Trumpian salted state dinner to be hosted, hot dogs, hamburgers, Big Macs, chicken McNuggets and some fish and chips so that Camilla and Chuck can feel at home, and a whole personal apple pie and injection of Ozempic for dessert. Of course, a couple of globalist sluts would not be having a good time unless there was a traditional garden party at the British ambassador's residence. No, such a garden party is not a carbon copy of an official royal garden party, where half of the royalty bend over at the waist with their royal breeches and royal man panties around their swollen hemophilic ankles, then plant their heads in flora of choosing, so allowing the royal impregnation imitation ritual to play out in all jolly good fun. Ask J.D. Vance about those metal great design garden benches. They call him Iron Man in certain circle jerks. And then there was Virginia. Good old Virginia. Virginia is for lovers, you know. Lube it up good. Crown in America. Lovey-dovey all the time. Enter the block party. Maybe it is the Holy Grail, or perhaps only just mummified pharaoh penis that they rub upon each other's lips in ritualistic earthly destruction and populist brainwashing technique. Either way, Teutonic throne sorcery be damned. Hey, it's no cruise on the Potomac. In retrospect, who would have thought that old King George VI launched his royal cruise missile upon Franklin Roosevelt all those years ago? The mess of coming death?